With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. As the government shutdown continues, staffing shortages have led to more flight delays. Congresswoman Sarah Elfreth highlighted that problem today at Baltimore-Washington International Airport.
550 TSA agents and 70 air traffic controllers, support staff and management are employed here and currently working without pay as essential employees. And we have a very simple message. Shutdowns don't fly.
Audio courtesy WMAR2 News. A travel industry analyst says the risk of significant air disruptions is growing by the day as federal workers whose jobs are deemed critical continue working without pay. In Virginia, former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress 5 years ago. His trial is tentatively set for January. The last of the 10 New Orleans jail escapees has finally been captured.
After a brief standoff at a house, 28-year-old Derek Groves was taken into custody after evading authorities for nearly 5 months. Groves had the most violent criminal record of the escapees, with a murder conviction and facing a possible life sentence. The other 9 escapees were recaptured within 6 weeks of breaking out. The men squeezed through a hole behind a toilet and scaled a barbed wire fence. Above the hole, they scrawled a message on the cell wall that read, "Too easy. Laugh out loud." I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has turned up his rhetoric a notch, saying Illinois' governor and Chicago's mayor should be jailed for opposing his deployment of National Guard troops to the Windy City. Big day on Wall Street for NASDAQ. It gained 255 points. That was a more than 1% gain. The Dow was unchanged. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor has taken steps to protect women and girls, as we hear from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has signed an executive order barring males from using female restrooms, locker rooms, or changing rooms in all public buildings across the state, including in the schools. The order also bans boys from playing on girls' sports teams. The governor says, quote, "This administration is fighting tirelessly to prevent discrimination on the basis of sex and to protect the civil rights of our citizens under the Constitution." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments in its latest LGBT case weighing the constitutionality of conversion therapy laws passed by nearly half the states. The justices heard a lawsuit from a Christian counselor challenging a Colorado law that prohibits therapy that's aimed at helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. Kaylee Childs argues the statute violates her freedom of speech by barring her from using faith-based therapy. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Union fury after the president suggested not all furloughed workers will receive shutdown pay. Randy Irwin is president of the National Federation of Government Employees.
Congress, do your job and pass a budget. That's going to require a little compromise. Yeah. It's not a one-sided thing. If you don't have a bill, you haven't done your job.
Some lower-priced Teslas are hitting the showroom floors.
In an attempt to boost slumping sales, Tesla is selling the new Model Y for just under $40,000 with a stripped-down interior. There's also a cheaper version of the Model 3 for under $37,000. I'm Ed Donahue.
Financial institutions are raising concerns about a potential AI investment bubble. The Bank of England warning today a sharp correction could be in store for AI-inflated tech stocks. And the tech stock index, the NASDAQ, did well once again today. It was up by 255 points at the closing bell. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.